Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline. Today's show, Marv Levy, Hall of Fame head coach, general manager for the Buffalo Bills, who suffered a very tough loss, 30-29 to the Tennessee Titans, but is building a team that is gaining in strength and confidence. Marv Levy, another busy day for you, but you're making time. Appreciate it.
Well, it's good to be with you, Nick, as always. It is a busy day. Getting ready for the Baltimore Colts. I hear they're pretty good. Baltimore Ravens, I'm sorry.
You're showing your age, big boy.
Yeah, you are. That's right.
Hey, I'm so old. I played the last game of my rookie year, 1980, in that old Baltimore Colts stadium, the Memorial Stadium, and it was so unbelievably cold. I don't think we had a bus full of guests, including Supreme Court Justice Byron Wizard White and Senator John Chafee, and they spent probably half of the last half in the men's bathroom because it's the only place they could get some heat.
We're going to show up anyway.
Well, you got a great team this week, but let's talk a little bit about last week just for a second. We got about 30 seconds here, and then we'll go into more depth. But tell me about what it was that Vince Young did that showed you something that other quarterbacks have not had.
Well, he's a unique ability to run. For a man as tall as he has great change of direction, and he has good discretion. He knows when to throw, when to scramble, and he finds his receivers well. He is as advanced a rookie as I've seen in quite some time.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about what a difference, Marv, having the right coaching, the kind of chemistry, which is a big theme this year, whether it is with Tennessee and Jeff Fisher, whether it's with Sean Payton and Drew Brees, and on, the chemistry and the coaching, and Norm Chow, what he has done. When we come back, Marv Levy, Hall of Famer, then we'll be joined by Mark Schlereth, the Marv and the Marks from ESPN Primetime. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite. Stay with us.
In today's active world, everyone is turning to exercise and sports to stay young and keep in shape. Both activities can be painful. And what about the aches and pains of arthritis and tendonitis as we age? Now, there's an over-the-counter product with active ingredients that can help relieve pain quickly. It's called Blue Goo. Blue Goo is loaded with emu oil, MSM, eucalyptus oil, glucosamine, chondroitin, and other healthful ingredients that give you lasting pain relief. Whether it's muscle strains and sprains, tendonitis, headaches, back and neck aches, arthritis, or joint pain relief, Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel is for you. It's fast, effective, and affordable. Blue Goo, the real pain reliever, is available in the analgesic department. Or ask your pharmacist for Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel. Accept no substitutes. Make sure it's Blue Goo, the only name to trust in pain relief. Let Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel work for you. Blue Goo, if you have a problem or pain, we have a solution. Blue Goo.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Are you a sports trivia fanatic? Why not turn your sports addiction into a career? Former Sports Byline host David Brody, president of Broadcaster Marketing Services, is ready to help you launch an exciting career as a professional sportscaster. Let BMS teach you how to break into the business. BMS will produce your demo, create your resume, and guide you along as you enter the most thrilling profession known to man. Call BMS at 205-979-4577. Visit us on the web at sportsbroadcastingcoach.com.
George Rosa III from the renowned Hallmark Institute of Photography.
If you are like many of our incoming students, you're wondering if now's the time to make an important change in your life. If you're serious about a career in which you can earn a living and be happy, and photography is your passion, our 10-month intensive program is your ticket to change. Don't wait any longer. Visit us at hallmark.edu. I'm George Rosa III, president of Hallmark Institute of Photography, where our mission is your success.
Hallmark Institute of Photography, 413-863-2478.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
Marv, what were you talking about when you said that?
Well, probably after I'd been fired at the Kansas City Chiefs, and you certainly would be aware of that, having been a member of our team and a very valuable one at that time.
Well, you've come a long way, and here you are facing the last week of this season, and the team, as most people would say, has made some significant progress, maybe some problems on defense, but overall is playing very well, shut out Miami. It's just an up-and-down season. What's the biggest development for you as you look at the organization right now?
Well, right now we do have to strengthen our run defense. If you stop the run, you force the pass, and about 80% of turnovers in the NFL occur in the passing game. And so stopping the run, doing a better job of that is very important. We have not been good in that department.
It's interesting because, you know, you shut out Miami 1 week. What was the biggest difference that Tennessee provided?
Well, we did shut out Miami because in that game we got some takeaways early. That made a difference. Against Tennessee, in terms of their offense, they did run the ball more successfully with Travis Henry and the combination with Vince Young. We just did not play as well in the game. It wasn't a lack of effort. It wasn't a lack of concentration. It was just a lack of what we were able to do during the game. You know, we can point to three or four plays, if, then we would have won. But the ifs didn't go that way.
Marv, Seth Joyner talks about how even people like Brian Urlacher and a guy you're going to face this week, Ray Lewis, if they had proper fundamentals in terms of being able to not only run sideline to sideline because of the scheme itself that gives them the freedom to do that, but if they had the ability in terms of fundamentals to take on and leverage those big offensive line, and which you saw certainly Ray Lewis could not do against the Chiefs on a Monday night game a couple years ago, what difference would it make? And you look at teams around the league, and run defense has been a huge problem. Teams are on a regular basis getting 125, 150, 200 yards rushing, 375 by Indianapolis a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and it really a big part of that, of course, for those linebackers, let's say, is what happens up front. Can they eat up two blockers? That's the thing, before one of them is able to release upfield on a linebacker. Or is the linebacker quick enough and intuitive enough to slice in under an impending block coming from a good blocking fullback? But, you know, Nick, it gets back to the same thing. It isn't schemes. The same things that won 50 years ago and will win 50 years from now win today. Run, throw, block, tackle, catch, kick better than your opponent, you'll win.
It's funny, we're going to talk with Jonathan Hayes, who's a tight ends coach for the Bengals, about their hurry-up offense and how much control it's reestablished for their team and Carson Palmer. How has that been working for you in the last couple games?
Well, we used a little bit of it. It's very different from the style of no-huddle offense that we ran when I was coaching here with the Buffalo Bills. That was our style the whole game, unless we got a commanding lead now and wanted to run the clock. But it's worked well. I know JP has even said to me, boy, I love this style. I like doing this. And we moved the ball pretty well when we went into the no huddle. And it's one of the advantages. You put a lot of pressure on the opponent's defense, but you also put a lot of pressure on your own defense because you're off the field more quickly and they are back out there.
Well, let's add to the discussion a guy that knows a little bit about the offensive line's role in that and the battle in the trenches. Mark Slareth, formerly of the Denver Broncos and now with ESPN Primetime. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well. How's everybody doing?
Very good.
We're
Mark,
doing.
Good to be with you.
We're
here.
Doing fine, my friend. You know, we saw you on ESPN Radio, Mike and Mike, in the morning. You're a hard-working guy. You're almost like James Brown, and we want to give some credit to the passing of James Brown and Gerald Ford this week. But let's get back to the Buffalo Bills, Mark. As you look at J.P. Lossman and their development, Marv Levy on the phone with us now, who has to put the pieces of the puzzle together. How many pieces have they solved this year?
Well, you know, I think the biggest question coming into the season was J.P. Lossman. Obviously, extremely talented kid, inconsistent, as you get with most young players. And Marv will tell you that. Most young players, as we used to always say, you know, young guys will get you fired eventually. But I've seen, you know, kind of the maturation process. Here's a kid that really came off hot early in the season, in the preseason, kind of tapered off a little bit, but has really rebounded nicely. And he went through a stretch there of four or five games here in the last few weeks where he's really managed the game well. He's throwing accurately. He's throwing for yardage. He was at seven touchdowns versus one or two interceptions. I mean, he really has played very well. So I think that was the biggest piece of the puzzle. And as long as you have him playing well, then it's just about building the core. You know, Schoble having a Pro Bowl-type season, that offensive line coming together, all those things, all those pieces come together, and you've got the makings of a team that's going to compete for an AFC East crown.
Mark, with all the problems on rush defense, the teams have shown around the league, Indianapolis being probably the most famous. Buffalo's had that problem, too. What advice would you give to a Buffalo team in terms of providing that one last piece of the puzzle?
Well, obviously, you know what, you've got to play consistent up front. You got to play great at your front seven. You've got to be an attacking kind of set the tempo, a defense, obviously. And I think the other thing is just to make sure you're a sure tackling team, and to make sure that you have guys that can fight off of blocks. You know, it's not about getting blocked, because every defensive lineman is going to get blocked. I mean, Bruce Smith got blocked. You know what Bruce Smith did? He got off blocks, for crying out loud. I'll use another one in the Marv Levy era, and I know the Marv Levy era has returned to Buffalo, but when Marv was coaching, guys like Phil Hansen used to drive me crazy, because there was a guy that on paper probably shouldn't have played, and he was a great football player, because it wasn't about getting blocked, it was about getting unblocked for him. And I think that's the biggest thing. A lot of guys, once they get blocked, they're like, all right, I got blocked on this play. It's guys that give relentless effort and never give up, and that was one of the great things about the Buffalo Bills in their heyday when they were going to championships.
Marv Levy, coming into this last game of the season in Baltimore, they've moved the time back. It's going to be an exciting game to finish the year. Talking about hustle, because certainly Phil Hansen, who we're going to have on the show in a couple weeks, is one example. Jared Allen, another example. Guys that don't necessarily have everything on paper, but they have that motor. They never give up. Tell us what that means to you and how you factor that in to the players on your team.
Well, certainly. It is so important. Actually, I used to have a page in our player's notebook that was titled Hustle, and I won't read it all through right now, but that shows how important we thought it was. And it was really gratifying to hear Mark talk a moment ago about Phil Hansen, who actually, in terms of overachieving, in terms of putting forth effort, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone do it more intensely than that young man. Even the great comeback victory that we won, the greatest comeback in NFL history, when we forged ahead of the Houston Oilers, at the end of the game, he made a tackle downfield after being cut blocked on a screen pass, where he pursued and dove and spilled the guy that would have gone ahead with the winning touchdown down about our 4-yard line, and we were able to prevail. That play is not much remembered. But hustle, wow, is it important? It's what we're trying to build our defense on here. Constant effort, and it's so important. And Mark recognized it very well.
Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens, your opponent this week, starting with Mark. So much confidence, because like the Titans, they've found so many different ways to win.
Well, there's no question about that, but the biggest thing is exactly what we were talking about earlier, and that's the core of your offense. You know, you can have great periphery players, and J.P. Lossman has really grown up. I mean, he really has, and I'm excited for a young kid to kind of show that maturation. But the bottom line, you want to win football games, you win at the core group of your guys. You win on the offensive line, and you win on the defensive line. And if you win the battle of the trenches, more often than not, you're going to come out ahead on the scoreboard. And you look at the Baltimore Ravens right now. This statistic says it all. In the last five games, 27 sacks for, one sack against. They have sacked their opponent's quarterback 27 times. You put that kind of relentless pressure on a quarterback, and you sack a quarterback that many times, you're going to lead the league in plus-minus differential, which they do. They're plus 15 right now. And you protect your quarterback. Listen, the one thing that people have to understand is this is a game where punting is not a bad thing. That's not penalized. If you can't convert, you can punt, you can play a field position game, and you can get yourself opportunities with a great defense. You've got a chance to win a lot of games, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. Steve McNair has been awesome. He's managed the game well, but they've protected him. They haven't turned the ball over, especially of late, and they create opportunities on their defense to get short fields for their offense, and that's a recipe for winning football, and that's exactly who the Baltimore Ravens are.
Listen, we got 1 minute. Marv, can you stay for a couple minutes after the next break?
Okay, fine, Nick. Sure.
That'd be great. Just a couple minutes. Well, we got to let Mark go, but Mark, quick pick for us between Baltimore, San Diego, and Chicago.
Man, you know what? I tell you what, I'm leaning toward San Diego, but I love what Baltimore is doing, and I'm going to get off the fence right now. I'm going to pick Baltimore. I'm going to pick the Ravens because of kind of their chemistry and exactly what we talked about. Their offense and defensive lines are dominant.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, my friend. You're the best. Happy New Year. When we come back, final thoughts with Marv Levy, and we're going to talk with Marv about the subject of loyalty and fidelity and how you develop that on the winning championship teams. We'll be right back on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite. Stay with us.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Not available in all states.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 800-787-2816. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-787-2816 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-787-2816. That's 800-787-2816.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back to Head Games with Hall of Fame coach and now general manager for the Buffalo Bills, Marv Levy. Marv, this is in our two or three jerks category. That was Jerry Kramer, who's a Hall of Fame human being with the Lombardi years. And You look at Tony Romo on the field before the game with Carrie Underwood and T.O. and his usual stuff, and then you look over at Tom Coughlin and the Strahan issues and all the discussions and the criticisms of the teams that seem to have divided those teams. Certainly they have not performed consistently. And you look over at the Redskins with our friend Al Saunders at offense and Greg Williams at defense, and they've stayed together considering how bad a year it's been. But tell us, as you look at those three teams in that division, what is the biggest challenge for a general manager and a head coach to keep the players from saying things that actually hurt the momentum of the team?
Well, I had been advised once by an outstanding coach, George Allen, be careful of that guy that's going to win you a game and lose you two. And why does he lose it? Because he's disruptive, because he's self-centered, because he's not team-oriented in the most team-oriented game, what should be, that there is in football. So somebody once asked me, how do you motivate those players? And I finally learned it's easy. You select only intrinsically motivated players. And you win their confidence, Nick, by being a straight shooter with them. Don't try to con your players. Have them realize over a period of time that what you're teaching and what you're conveying is to their benefit of them and the game and their teammates.
John Clayton writes in on ESPN.com about chemistry, and you look at what Sean Payton has done with chemistry with those Saints, and Eric Mangini in that difficult environment in New York that I certainly personally experienced. Jeff Fisher, of course, with the help of Vince Young there in Tennessee. Lovie Smith with a better cast of characters, but certainly overcoming significant issues on offense. And then you go to Andy Reid, what they've done in Philadelphia, and I think Belichick in New England, considering how many great players and leaders that they lost, and Brian Billick in Baltimore, and of course Marty Schottenheimer. Why do we keep forgetting about Marty Schottenheimer? What is the single greatest coaching accomplishment this year in the league, in your opinion?
Oh, which coach? Well, if I had to vote for Coach of the Year, and boy, that's really a strain if you're limited to one. The job that's been done so well, in my mind, has to be, given all the difficulties they had and a new coach coming in, would be in New Orleans. So if I'm casting a ballot, it'll go for Sean Payton.
What is it about him that has, from day one, you heard Joe Horn talk about it, that they had that confidence going in? I remember Marty Schottenheimer, and certainly we had a different kind of confidence, even beginning in the first preseason game in 1989. But Sean Payton has done it in an environment where there was so much negativity. Have you picked up on anything that he's done? Is it organization? Is it charisma? Is it communication skills? Is it not having too many coaches like the 22 that they have with the Redskins?
Well, first of all, I think that is too many. You can forget charisma. You know, it's the ability to teach, the ability to work well with others in the organization, and honesty with your players and all that are there. Now you want players, if you have the ability to, who want to be taught, not who know it all. And you're going to make some mistakes, and there's going to be a flare-up now and then. It's a game of high tempers, and their tempers might flare now and then, but it's patched up quickly. It's not going to be a perfect situation, but those are the three qualities, I think, of every outstanding coach: the ability to teach, work well with others in the organization, not be a my way or the highway guy, and be a straight shooter.
Marvin, our last minute, we promised to let you go because Lord knows you've been great to us, giving us all this time today. We're joined by Dr. Stephen Solomon, who actually went to Dartmouth College with me and has written a book called Intimacy After Infidelity. And I'm trying to make the connection that for a lot of players and for a lot of people in society today, the free agency, if you will, translates in all aspects of our lives. If you can't build trust on the field, off the field in your career, it's pretty hard to have it in your relationships. Any comment from you about the most important thing beyond honesty, which is building that sense of trust, fidelity, loyalty to the team, where guys will sacrifice through pain, through heartbreak, through all of the different unpredictable things that happen to an NFL team?
Well, first of all, it is a dedication to what they do, a caring, but it doesn't have to be, super sweet, but a caring about those with whom they associate, and a respect for the game that they play. And then they're able to overcome hard times. You're able to bounce back from adversity. You're able to realize that you or the people you're with aren't perfect, but you're striving for a similar goal. Those are off the top of my head reactions to your question, Nick.
Well, I'll say this about you, Marv Levy. You certainly engendered loyalty from me and players because you were a genuine person and you had a consistency. And maybe you didn't have charisma in the way you define it, but you had charisma in the sense of the ideals that you had, and you walked your talk every day. We appreciate it and what you represent for the NFL.
Well, thank you very much, Nick, and I'll close by saying it was an honor to have been your coach.
God bless you, my friend.
Appreciate it,
Marv. Steve Solomon, loyalty,
Dr. Lowry.
Fidelity. How much of a connection? We're going to be joined by Seth Joyner to talk about these things on and off the field. The fact that certain coaches can have all the schemes in the world, but for whatever reason, some coaches get that level of commitment, that level of sacrifice others can only dream of.
Well, that's right, and it's a lot about how they earn it, both in the loyalty that they show, and as Coach Levy was just talking about, in how you see their level of commitment. When you see a coach really committed to his team and to you as a player, it makes you want to return that in kind and to really make him proud and feel good about giving you that commitment and that loyalty.
Well, tell us about what you think are some connective themes in terms of infidelity in relationships. When players like a T.O. show a lack of fidelity to their team by what they blab about and the excuses, at this point they have so little margin in terms of having any kind of trust with their teammates and with organizations. Tell us what insight you would have in terms of what you've learned from looking at other kinds of intimate relationships.
Well, you know, I remember being on your show during the football offseason and talking with Seth Joyner. We were talking about T.O. and the situation and predicting that he was going to have the same type of problems in Dallas. And, you know, there was some question with Bill Parcells, who's such a strong coach and has had such success before. The problem is that player, Terrell Owens, is who he is, and he's the common factor in no matter what situation he's in, and the issue that he brings, that it's such a problem for any relationship, whether it's a team sport or a one-on-one relationship, is that he can't be trusted to put other people first. People who are self-centered, self-absorbed, who get lost in themselves and don't think about the impact of their actions on other people or put much weight on it, are people that are going to betray other people time and again and let them down. And so that's the number one thing, that when you see someone who is trustworthy, it's someone who's able to not only be aware of what impact their actions will have on those around them, but puts a high priority on other people's feelings and other people's needs and taking care of other people as well as taking care of themselves.
I look at what happened with Tennessee. Another reason why I think Jeff Fisher has done, along with Vince Young, such a tremendous job with Norm Chow there in Tennessee, is the fact that they had broken that bond, that kind of core trust, in the way that they handled the Steve McNair. Steve McNair could have been a tremendous mentor to Vince Young. He could have had another year in Tennessee. Maybe he didn't have the talent around him. Maybe it was time to go. But the way it was handled showed so little respect for a player that was a leader, for a player that everyone in the NFL says sacrificed his body time and again, worked and played through pain unlike virtually anybody else in the league, and yet they showed almost no sensitivity, not in some, you know, touchy-feely sense, no kumbaya sense, but just the sense of respect for the player and what he's done for this franchise.
Absolutely, and I think it was no surprise that they opened the season 0-5 because all the other players saw that and saw that, you know, the leadership from the top down wasn't treating someone who probably most of, if not all the other guys on the team, really looked up to. And Steve McNair, as you were saying, a real warrior, and they treated him, you know, they've just put him under the bus now. You know, I don't know if we have all the information, but it certainly sounded like it was a situation where they didn't treat him with respect and didn't treat him with appreciation for all that he had given that franchise. So they were just terrible the first part of the year, and now they're starting to come back. They're starting to regain their own identity as a team. But that's what really happens in relationships, any type of relationship. When loyalty isn't shown, you're not going to get any back.
We're talking to Dr. Steven Solomon about his book, Intimacy After Infidelity, and we're joined by Seth Joyner. And Seth, we talk about this all the time. You can have the right schemes, but without the fundamentals in terms of technique on the field, tackling, we mentioned it earlier in the show, you're in trouble. But also there are fundamentals in terms of relationships. When a coach calls out a player publicly rather than doing it, you know, in private when a player needs it, that's another thing that can really hurt him.
Well, I think it depends on who the player is. You know, back when I played, it didn't bother me that much because I understood why it was done and I knew what to take from it and what to let go in one ear and out the other. But, you know, you're dealing with so many different personalities. You have to understand your players as a head coach and figure out which guys, you know, you can publicly chastise and the ones that you have to call into your office and sit them down in front of you and get your message across.
When we come back, we're going to talk more with Seth Joyner and Dr. Stephen Solomon about, from that point of view, who builds the biggest loyalty? Who is the coach of the year? We'd like your opinion, too. Give us a call at 800-878-7529. 800-878-7529. Get you some tickets to ticketsnow.com. We'll be right back on Sports Byline, Head Games Radio, and Sirius Satellite. Stay with us.
The holiday season is approaching, and Tickets Now knows exactly what to give the special person in your life. Event tickets. Tickets Now has over 2 million tickets to the hottest sports, concert, and theater events in North America. And each one of them make excellent holiday gifts. Not sure what tickets to give? Give them a Tickets Now gift card, redeemable for any purchase at TicketsNow.com. Tickets Now gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Remember, Tickets Now guarantees every transaction with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find out for yourself today at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com. TicketsNow.com. TicketsNow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-503-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA.
Hey, motorsports fans, it's Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined. Join Lugnuts, Crash Gladys, Statman Carruthers, and myself each and every Saturday afternoon and Sunday nights on the Sports Byline USA Network. Saturday afternoons, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, and then Sunday nights for the granddaddy, 10 to midnight Eastern, all right here on the Sports Byline USA Network. Off-road to open wheel, NASCAR to drag racing, you get the real deal with the Speed Freaks on the Sports Byline USA Network.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a 7-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now, back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Here's Dick Vermeil.
You know, as a leader, you have to give a little bit more than you expect in return. And you have to do it unselfishly. You have to do it with great understanding and appreciation that it isn't going to be perfect. And the relationship may not always be equal in exchange, but as a leader, you've got to finish on top of that and not let your ego get in the way, because you're going to have more real positive experience than you are negative ones.
for me. Let's start with Dr. Solomon and the notion of being able to manage the relationships, the buttons of each individual player. It's going to be different, as Seth talked about. Not everybody's the same. I think about, we're going to go to the subject of Jim Moore and the trust factor that he damaged a couple weeks ago. But before we do that, Dr. Solomon, with each relationship, with trust being the central factor, how do you help people develop more understanding so they can see into other people as well, understand them better so they can make that connection in the first place?
Well, one of the most powerful ways to do that, Nick, is trying to help people get good at walking in the other person's shoes, at really seeing from the other person's point of view what their reality is, what their experience is, and that's how you really develop compassion and understanding for where the other person's coming from and can deal with them and know how to do just what Seth was talking about, how to have an individualized approach to that person that will be most powerful in getting them to perform at their best.
Seth, let's ask you about the situation with Jim Moore and how that was handled, because a lot of the things that a head coach manages are not the schemes. They are indeed not the plays. They are the press and the perception issues that can distract the players from what's happening on the field.
Well, Nick, first of all, I'm one of those people that don't really believe in distractions. I think that, you know, life happens every single day of the week. You know, you play football for three and a half hours on Sunday, and if you should be able to focus your attention for those three and a half hours and not be distracted by things that happen throughout the week and use that as a crutch or an excuse or a scapegoat for why you didn't perform. Well, at the other hand, you know, talking about what Jim Moore did, you've got 50-something guys that you're trying to get them to buy into what you're selling. For him to turn around and do what he did, he just sent the most negative of messages as he could possibly send to his team. Okay, so where's the respect factor as far as his players are concerned? And secondly, you know, what are we buying into? Are we buying into a coach that's lobbying for another job because he feels like we're not getting it done here? So now all of a sudden he's lost his team. You know, and you can call it what you want to, but he's basically, for all intents and purposes, he has lost that team, and Arthur Blank has no other option but to fire him at the end of the season.
Seth, let me ask you one more question before we get to Dr. Solomon and what players do off the field and how that can be one more factor that takes them away from ultimate success. Tony Romo, we talked with Len Dawson yesterday about Tony Romo being with Carrie Underwood. I don't care if it was 6 hours before the game. Your game cannot be focused if you're with a date, the day of the game, on the field before the game.
Well, see, I mean, there's two sides to every instance, Nick. And my thing is, if he'd have went out and had a fantastic game, nobody would have even made a big deal about it. I think sometimes too much can be read into different situations, and different players handle things differently. I mean, I know I started gearing down come Friday night, and I started locking in first thing Saturday morning for a Sunday game. That's just
no worries. Nobody was going to talk to you before the game.
No, no doubt about it. But I mean, but there are some guys, you know, who handle things differently. I mean, just the way that Tony Romo plays the game is quite a bit different than most guys prepare or play the game. So I don't know. I think sometimes, you know, from a media standpoint, we like to dig into things and make more of an issue of a situation than it had to be. The truth of the matter is he didn't play well. The offensive line didn't play well. The defense didn't play well. They didn't play well on special teams. They just got their behinds handed to them, and that's it and that's that. You know, you just chalk it up as that's the situation. You go back to work this week and try to, you know, figure out a way to get this game won and hope as a team that Philadelphia loses and you win a division. Worst case scenario, hey, you're still in the playoffs anyway.
Dr. Solomon, you're there in San Diego. What are some of the leadership lessons that you think Marty Schottenheimer has shown his team that's built this consistency that they've never had before?
Well, you know, it's interesting. First, Nick, you know, you were talking about distractions, and I thought it was really interesting what Seth had to say. You know, people come in here so often, married couples, and they say they're having problems because of sex, or they're having problems because of the kids or finances, and, you know, or an infidelity. And what I always tell couples is the reason their relationship is in trouble is not for any of those reasons. None of those reasons can break up a marriage. The only thing that can break up a marriage, the only thing that can be a distraction is is how you deal with those issues. So it's how you deal with distractions that determines whether a player is going to perform well or not. So, you know, in San Diego here, it's really interesting. I remember when you played quite a number of years for Marty Schottenheimer, and over the years that he's been here, I think this is his fourth year, the players have talked about how he's kind of softened up, not been so hard on the players, and I think he's learned about having a more of an individualized approach till now. What you're starting to hear, you know, the whole town's so excited about how well the Chargers are doing and getting to the playoffs. You're starting to hear the players talk about how meaningful it would be to them and how much it's starting to become important to them to win for Coach Schottenheimer, because they feel the loyalty to him, and they see all the time on the TV and the radio and the newspapers about he's 5-12 in the playoffs and he's never won the big one. They feel the loyalty towards him because of how he's been treating them as a father figure, as a coach, as a disciplinarian sometimes, but sometimes now learning how to have a softer approach with some of the players so that they really feel that they want to give back to him and get something so he can get that monkey off his back.
One of the things they do is on Thursdays, and Seth, I'd like your comment on this, because I always feel the teams are missing this opportunity with former players. Players that may not have been able to articulate their feelings and their perceptions when they were in the middle of their careers, but with 5 and 10 and 15 years of experience looking back on the game, they can really help the players that are in the midst of the fog of war of their careers appreciate it better. Every Thursday they have Rolf Benerska and they have Tom Mix and they have former San Diego Chargers come in and talk to the team. It's low-key. They have a little barbecue after practice, but it's always about, gosh, you know, you guys need to appreciate what you've got in front of you. You need to manage it. You need to savor it. What do you think about that and what that does for a team's overall cohesion and loyalty?
Well, Nick, first of all, I think there's a twofold purpose to that. The first thing you do, you know, is you create an environment where you keep guys together beyond just practice and meetings. So everybody gets to know each other. You know the guy that you're fighting next to, and he, you know, you have an opportunity to form relationships. Too often on football teams, what happens is everybody comes in, they got a job, they do their job, and everybody moves on, you know, and there's no relationships formed. Well, Marty's really smart, because what he's doing is he's creating a whole lot of cohesion on his football team by bringing those guys together every Friday and doing that. The second thing, I think, is I take my hat off to him, because there's not many coaches that have the kind of confidence in having veterans around, knowing that these guys have knowledge, knowing that these guys have played the game, understand the game, can coach the game in some respect, and they're okay with having those guys around their players. Because sometimes, you know, as an ex-player, you look at the game and, you know, you feel like you've got all the answers. And I think sometimes head coaches, organizations become intimidated by that whole type of situation. But I think it's good that they do it, because, you know, they're reaching back and they're building on the tradition that they've had in San Diego. They're taking some of the knowledge that some of these players have had, some of the experiences that these veteran players have had, and they're giving these players, these current players, an opportunity to draw on those experiences to form a relationship with these guys and create a bond. A bond of tradition and a bond of history. It's really smart. It's really smart. I guarantee you that has a lot to do with, you know, obviously they're playing well, but I guarantee you that has a lot to do with why they are playing so well, because, you know, they formed a totally different attitude, you know, around that entire organization. And it's very, very apparent.
I'll tell you, one of the most meaningful experiences I had in my career, Seth Joyner and Dr. Solomon, was during the annual Chiefs alumni game when the alumni players would be there right before halftime, right behind our bench. And I'd be in the middle of the game, but I'd turn around and I'd see Len Dawson and Buck Buchanan and Willie Lanier, and I'd see some of those veterans and those legendary players like Jan Stenard and all those players behind it. And it gave me a chill to think that I was part of that tradition. And I always played better. I played with a sense of commitment and focus. Dr. Solomon, what is it? What is Marty Schottenheimer tapping into that the rest of us can in our own ways.
Well, it's creating a family there in the team. I think what Seth is saying is so true. You know, it's not only the X's and O's and executing, it's your feelings about the other players that make you not want to fail them when you're on the field, and that's developed from that sense of family that Coach Schottenheimer has really developed. I know there was a small article I read about Philip Rivers. You know, he had to sit behind Drew Brees for 2 years, and the players all marveled about how he'd go around the locker room and engage all the different players while he was sitting, and they knew it was tough for him. And this offseason, Antonio Gates told the story that Philip Rivers just was always in the offseason showing up at his house, telling him they wanted to run routes, but most of the time what they did was they just hung around and shot the breeze and talked and got to know each other and really bond. And they're saying that really shows on the field, that togetherness that they have amongst all the players in wanting to be there and pick each other up.
Seth, let me ask you, some of the players on the Carolina Panthers have had such an up-and-down season. It's been mentioned on a couple other teams that when they made the attempt, not through big speeches during meetings, but more simply saying, hey, let's go out to dinner on Thursday night. Let's do things together in the middle of the season. Is that a bunch of junk, or is there something to that?
Well, I think you have to do that, Nick. I mean, almost every team that I played for, you know, Thursday night was our night to get together, whether it be as a defensive unit or everyone was invited and whoever showed. You know, when I came into Arizona, I tried to, you know, implement that thing, that sort of environment here, because God knows they needed it here more than any place that I had ever been. But I think there's something to it because, you know, guys come from different walks of life, you know. They have different belief systems. They think differently. They act differently. A lot of different things. And in order for me to play with a guy that I'm lining up next to each and every week, in order for me to understand how he thinks, in order for me to battle for him and know that he'll battle for me and understand we're in agreement and we're battling for the same thing, don't I have to have a relationship with that guy? Don't I have to know that guy? Doesn't that guy have to know who I am? So I think that in a lot of ways, sometimes you kind of grasp for straws when you're in the throes of the game and things are going bad and you're trying to figure out how to right the ship. You know, sometimes you reach for straws and you do some unconventional things, but, you know, more times than not, Nick, you know, you have to create some relationships with the guys that you play with the people that you work with, in order for you to be effective. Because now I know this guy's aiming for the same thing that I'm aiming for, and if we're all in the same boat and aiming for the same goal, then we stand a much better chance of having success than otherwise.
And that's why a TO just doesn't get that last piece of the puzzle. When we come back, final thoughts from our good friend Seth Joyner, All-Pro for many years in the NFL at linebacker, one of the toughest guys physically, but also a great leader. Some great insights into the psychology of team, of family. That's what we're going to finish with Dr. Stephen Solomon and Seth Joyner. Family, loyalty, trust, relationships. The great teams, the Packers, the 1985 Chicago Bears, the Patriots, the 17-0 Miami Dolphins, they all had it. We're going to talk about it. We'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24/7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller
healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-450-9743 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-450-9743. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really works. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-450-9743. 800-450-9743.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4280. 800-995-4280.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
In our final 2 minutes, we want to thank Marv Levy and Mark Schlereth for their insights earlier in the show. And here's Dick Vermeil again about what Marv Levy said. My God, what a concept. Honesty.
Well, I think number one, you have to be honest with them. And when you start right out being honest, saying, I'm going to say what I can say that's true, and if something that's private must be held within the organization, I can't say it, then I'm not going to get involved in that conversation. I'll have to say I can't respond to that.
That's our good friend Dick Vermeil. Let's first start with Dr. Solomon. Final thoughts on building a sense of core cohesion, leadership, trust in your any relationships, on a team or in a family?
Well, you know, it's appropriate that you bring up honesty, Nick, because the quickest way to build up loyalty and trust is for people to see that you live what you say. And you, as you said earlier with Coach Levy, you not only talk the talk, but you walk the walk, and they see you doing what Coach Vermeil said, which is giving more than you expect to get back. And that makes people want to give more to you, whether you're a coach or a teammate or a husband or a wife, and really trying to give and be honest and show your commitment to someone, then you'll get that commitment and that trust back. And that's the problem that Terrell Owens has with his teammates, is they see that that's not the case, and so they won't go the extra mile for him, because they know that, you know, they're likely to get stabbed in the back the next time they turn around, and that's really a problem. It's a sad situation. The opposite is being a teammate like Tom Brady, or what I hear about, or how Seth was when he was a player. They go so far that other players want to go that far to meet him.
Seth Joyner, in the last 20 seconds, buddy, sorry to give you just a short period of time, but who's the coach? Was it Buddy Ryan? Who's the one that you felt engendered the most loyalty?
I think Buddy, because, you know, he embodied all the things that that you guys have been talking about. But the other big factor is consistency. And you knew what you were going to get on a day-in and day-out basis. And I think that, more than anything, creates that loyalty that you're searching for.
Well, appreciate it. Thanks for being loyal to this program, Seth Joyner, Dr. Stephen Solomon. The book is called Intimacy After Infidelity. Appreciate you all listening. Go to headgainsradio.com for all the highlights. Sirius Satellite, Sports Byline, it's Head Gains Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.